This is N5NAV, and we have the memorial today for Laverne D. Wilson, NQ0B. And he's 72 years old, and he died in Neosho. Hope I got that right. January the 15th, 2014, at Freeman West Hospital in Joplin, following a rapid decline of health. Laverne was born August 8, 1941, in Burlington, Iowa, and moved to Neosho in 2008 from Plainview, Texas. He graduated from Southern Nazarene University with a master's degree in theology and has been a pastor of the Nazarene Church for 34 years and spent 10 years as a prison chaplain at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice in Plainview before moving to Neosho. Laverne served as Newington County Area's coordinator, Red Cross DAT team, a volunteer foster parent for Faithful Friends Animal Advocates, and was very active in amateur radio services. He was an active member of the Neosho Church of the Nazarene. This is N5NAV. Laverne and Ruth Lavelle Bickford were married on June 28, 1963 in Security, Colorado. And Lavelle survives of the home. Other survivors include four children, Brad Wilson and Marla Smith, Neosho, Steve Wilson and wife, Christy, T. Ridge, Arkansas, Brian Wilson and wife, Cynthia, Arlington, Texas, and Cindy Dupree and husband, Norman, in Neosho, one sister, Kathleen White, and husband, Joel, Clinton, Illinois, 17 grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. And the services were provided by Clark Funeral Home. And if any donations that you would like to make would be to the American Red Cross in care of Clark Funeral Home, P.O. Box 66, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. At this time, I know one of his favorite scriptures because I knew him personally, and it was Psalm 23, so we'll have that at this time. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This time we'll have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and all thy blessings. We just thank you for being able to have met and known Laverne back several years ago. We just pray that you'll go with his family, Lord, at this time of their sorrow. We just want to thank you, Lord, for the fact that he did accept you as his Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Joanne, I'll turn it back over to you in 5NAV.
All right. Thank you, Ray. It's KA5AZ. And Kay, anyone have any words they'd like to say at this time? All right. We're going to miss Laverne. He was a really nice guy and always willing to help. Anyone have anything else they'd like to say?
Well, one thing, Joanne, is in 5NAV again. He did help out during emergencies when he was down here in Texas, and even when he went up to Oklahoma for a little while and on up to Missouri. So he was very active, in, yeah, especially during times of emergencies and so forth in 5AV.
All right, yes, that's what I remember, too. All right, thank you, Ray. Anyone else?
One word on Laverne. He was extremely active in that Joplin, Missouri tornado thing, so he was a great ham.
Yes, he was. We're going to miss him. All right, thank you, Larry.